On today's Cyber Brief, we unravel an Instagram API leak scraping some 17 million accounts. Telegram's crackdown on rising scams with its new detector, 4.04 AI. Microsoft's fresh anti-spoofing measures and mandatory MFA. The Ledger Global E data breach fueling crypto phishing. And Truebit's $26 million DeFi exploit. Next up in Instagram news, a resurfaced security vulnerability from 2024 has reignited concerns over user data safety. Here's what you need to know. What happened? Reports from Cyber Insider, Malwarebytes, and several cybersecurity outlets say an old API flaw allowed threat actors to scrape roughly 17.5 million Instagram accounts. The exposed data reportedly includes usernames, email addresses, and phone numbers now appearing for sale on dark web forums. In some cases, users began receiving unsolicited password reset emails, sparking fears of a fresh breach. Instagram's response: Meta insists no new data breach or theft occurred. Instead, it blames a bug that enabled third parties to trigger mass password reset emails without user consent. The company says it has patched the vulnerability and is not aware of any passwords being compromised. As a precaution, Instagram sent out its own password reset notices to affected users. User takeaways. If you received an unexpected reset email, do not click embedded links. Instead, open the official Instagram app or website and change your password there. Enable two-factor authentication, 2FA, for an extra layer of protection. Be vigilant for phishing attempts. Legitimate reset messages will come from Instagram's verified channels. Stay tuned for more updates as the story develops. And remember, when in doubt, reset your credentials directly through the app and double-check any unsolicited security alerts. Coming up in Telegram news, here's your rundown of the latest developments. 1. Rising cyber threats in Russia. A new cybersecurity report highlights a sharp uptick in attacks on Russian financial services and banks. Cybercriminal activities are expanding. Scams proliferate, and Telegram has become a preferred communication channel for fraudsters. Authorities have fined a Telegram channel for promoting unauthorized access to financial data and cracked down on a major crypto money laundering ring, arresting several suspects. 2. Phishing schemes and scams. A sophisticated phishing campaign is tricking users with fake new feature announcements. Telegram has also warned about a surge in scams using counterfeit voice messages. In response, the platform rolled out Detector 4.04, an AI-powered tool to spot phishing links before they reach your chat. 3. Malware, bots, and data breaches. Security researchers report malware distributed via Telegram channels and bots, leading to data theft and unauthorized system access. A notable breach affected 556 users, leaking personal details of some 200 accounts. The so-called Handala incident exposed how account takeovers can spill sensitive information without needing to hack entire devices. 4. Strengthening user protection. Telegram has introduced several new security measures. Detector 4.04 for phishing detection. Hardware key support to secure logins. Updated privacy policy requiring user consent to new terms. The company's 2026 cybersecurity roadmap emphasizes robust data protection and user guidance across all platforms. 5. Wider impact and usage. Telegram's popularity continues to surge, reshaping the cyber landscape for both legitimate users and bad actors. During the war in Ukraine, both civilian and government bodies have leaned heavily on Telegram for real-time coordination. Meanwhile, Telegram's parent company, VZ, is grappling with a bug that interferes with FPV drone operations, underscoring how deeply the app's security reaches into emerging tech. Stay vigilant, update your settings, and keep an eye out for suspicious links. This is your Telegram news update. And now, next up in Microsoft News, here's a rapid-fire briefing on the latest developments from Redmond. Phishing and spoofing risks on the rise. Microsoft has warned that Office 365 tenants with weak configurations or no strict anti-spoofing policies are prime targets for phishing. Attackers are exploiting complex email routing misconfigurations to spoof both external and internal domains, even deploying fake windows, blue screens of death, and malicious web pages to trick users into installing malware. New security services and suites. To help organizations keep pace with modern cyber threats, Microsoft unveiled the Microsoft Defender Expert Suite, a consolidated offering that bundles MXDR, Managed Extended Detection and Response, on-demand incident response, and access to security advisors in a single SKU. In tandem, the company is rolling out expanded incident response services designed to bolster security resilience across all environments. Multi-factor authentication mandate. Beginning next month, Microsoft will require multi-factor authentication for all sign-ins to the Microsoft 365 Admin Center. This move aims to lock down privileged accounts and reduce the risk of takeover. Research and lessons from past attacks. Security researchers have published new techniques for hiding malicious processes from user mode enumeration on systems protected by PatchGuard and HVCI. Meanwhile, the Microsoft Security Response Center revisited the infamous SQL Slammer worm, extracting key lessons to strengthen future defenses. Looking ahead to 2026, an early forecast for the January 2026 Patch Tuesday hints at a heavy load of security updates from Microsoft and other major vendors. At the same time, proof of concept code shows how a vulnerable driver could be abused to disable Windows Defender and deliver WannaCry-style ransomware. There's also debate brewing around the pros and cons of disabling Windows security altogether. Sector-specific and global threats. The hospitality industry is under attack from a multi-stage campaign that leverages social engineering, MSBuild.rx abuse, and the ClickFix toolkit to deploy the DC Rat Trojan. In Russia, escalating cyber attacks are forcing both private and public organizations, including Microsoft, to shore up defenses. And for those still running Windows 10 past its end of support date, Microsoft has published a new set of hardening tips. Community and supply chain concerns. Developers are raising eyebrows over VS Code forks that automatically recommend missing extensions, potentially introducing supply chain risks for users of the OpenVSX registry. And if you've fallen victim to a hijacked Microsoft account, perhaps after clicking a suspicious link, guidance is available on how to recover control and secure your profile. That's the quick rundown on what's happening in Microsoft security and product news. Stay tuned for deeper dives and practical tips right after this break. Next up in Ledger news, Ledger, the well-known crypto hardware wallet maker, has confirmed that a recent data breach at its third-party payment processor globally exposed customer names and contact details. But crucially, no wallets, private keys, or assets were compromised. Here's the rundown. What happened? Hackers infiltrated global Ease systems, accessing order records for some Ledger customers. Exposed fields include names, emails, shipping addresses, and phone numbers. Wallet security. Ledger stresses your devices and seed phrases remain fully secure. There's been no compromise of private keys or crypto holdings. Phishing spike. Scammers are now targeting affected users with sophisticated phishing emails, fake support pages, and impersonation calls, all aiming to steal credentials or trick you into revealing your seed phrase. Experts' top privacy and safety tips. 1. Double-check URLs and sender addresses before clicking any link. 2. Never enter your recovery phrase on a website or share it with anyone. 3. Use a dedicated or burner email address for crypto-related purchases. 4. Enable two-factor authentication, 2FA wherever possible, ideally with an authenticator app, not SMS. 5. Consider a VPN or privacy-minded browser extensions to reduce tracking. 6. Monitor your inbox for unusual login attempts or password reset notifications, while the Global E incident raises fresh concerns about third-party dependencies, your Ledger hardware wallet remains airtight. The key takeaway: stay vigilant, lock down your privacy, and beware of any unsolicited crypto-related messages. Next up in TrueBit news, the Ethereum-based protocol has been rocked by a series of security incidents that together underscore the growing risks in DeFi. First, blockchain sleuths uncovered that a hacker successfully laundered roughly $26 million, as in ETH, through Tornado Cash, renewing calls for stronger anti-money laundering safeguards in the space. Shortly thereafter, audit firm CertiKey flagged a set of suspicious TrueBit transactions, most notably a massive withdrawal of 8,535 ETH. Within hours, attackers exploited a flaw in TrueBit's smart contract pricing logic, draining exactly that amount, worth about $26.4 million, and triggering a near total collapse of the TRU token, which plunged roughly 99.5% in value. TrueBit has confirmed the exploit, warned users to steer clear of the compromised contract, and stressed the urgent need for more rigorous code reviews and real-time monitoring across DeFi protocols. That's it for today. Stay safe online, and be sure to catch our next cybersecurity episode dropping weekly.